This is Maxing Out Podcast 9, Far Horizons.
Let's extol the virtues of our own Captain Dave.
Listen up, it's Captain Dave. He knows a thing or two. He's walked the plank and swabbed the deck and kissed a kangaroo. Oh, gather around, it's Captain Dave. Don't call him Captain Crunch. So hoist away your scary legs, he's treating us to lunch. Oh, listen up, it's Captain Dave. Hey, he sailed across the waves. Hey, he's balding but he's brave. Hey, he likes to play croquet. Hey, he's got a dossier. Hey, he eats at Chick-fil-A. Hey, maxingout.com.
What?
Hello, mates, it's Captain Dave, and it's time to talk about Far Horizons. In my 11-year voyage around the world, I had the opportunity to experience nearly 4,000 sunrises and sunsets. That's one of the reasons I like living on a yacht. I have the privilege of seeing the sun rising in the morning and setting in the evening. In large cities, it's rare to see sunrise and sunset. In the morning, you're still asleep when the sun comes up, and in the evening, most people watch television rather than gaze at the setting sun. It's not surprising that city dwellers don't see sunrise and sunset. Tall buildings surround them on all sides, making it impossible to view the horizon. Their sun isn't visible until it's well up in the sky. Cities are horizon destroyers. When I'm living in a city, distant horizons aren't part of my world, and I never think about them. I can only see as far as the other side of the street and down the block. The horizon isn't anywhere in sight. That's probably one of the reasons why I don't like living in cities. My world doesn't feel right when I can't see the horizon. I live in a shrunken world that no longer extends out to the horizon. My world is a few square feet in size when I'm in an elevator, and a few square blocks when I'm taking a walk outside. The dimensions of my world continually shift throughout the day depending on what I'm doing. When I enter the subway, my world shrinks. When I'm in Central Park, my world expands, but still, I live in a horizonless world. When I do expeditionary travel in the desert, my horizon extends out a couple of miles, and suddenly I start feeling better. I know that when the sun goes down, there will be an awesome sunset. The same thing happens at sea. My horizon extends 5 miles in every direction, and sunrise and sunset become a routine part of my world. Horizons have a salubrious effect on my mind. When I look at the horizon, I feel my world expand. Not only do I have the pleasure of watching the sun come up in the morning and set in the evening, I realize that I can point the bow of my yacht in any direction and sail over the horizon to a new life. The horizonless world is unnatural. It's a world of man-made wonders that don't do much for me. A widescreen TV is a poor substitute for a real horizon that extends as far as the eye can see. What I'm really talking about is freedom. If your world has no horizons, then it's likely you aren't free. You have mortgages, cars, and endless infrastructure to support in your horizonless world. When I'm on my yacht, the horizon continually beckons me onward. I don't know what will happen over the horizon, but that's okay, because I'm sailing on the ocean of my dreams. I'm living in a world of far horizons, and life is good.
Check out www.maxingout.com for travel journals, awesome photos, and previews from our Red Sea Cruising DVD.